tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek.
Welcome to Quick Charge. It's December 12th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Big news today has everything to do with big trucks. That's because Nikola has confirmed even more layoffs as it desperately tries to avoid bankruptcy. Nikola has confirmed another round of layoffs as it finds itself in impressive financial mess. The hydrogen battery electric truck manufacturer is launching a few last-ditch efforts to avoid bankruptcy. The company switched to its fuel cell hydrogen truck production, but it's selling those at big losses, and some customers are reporting serious issues with them. Nikola is losing roughly $200 million a quarter, and that's about what it had in cash at the end of the last quarter. The company is now valued at about $100 million as the market expects an imminent bankruptcy. Shareholders have grown frustrated as management has relied on issuing more shares to bring in some capital, but it dilutes its existing share ownership. In a series of SEC filings this week, Nikola disclosed that it managed to secure $65 million through a deal with note holders. Based on its current burn rate, that would give it enough money for about another month. Separately, Nikola announced that it's selling more shares in an attempt to raise $100 million. Quote, "We currently estimate that our existing financial resources are only adequate to fund our forecasted operating costs and meet our obligations into, but not through, the first quarter of 2025. That includes the recently secured $65 million, but not the new $100 million it's trying to raise. The raise started 3 days ago, and Nikola has not announced the closing of the offering or the proceeds it has managed to secure so far." That story that was alluded to by Fred's post, "Hydrogen early adopters face big problems amid Nikola challenges." That's as the stock hit a 52-week low last week. Quote, "The truck costs 5 to 10 times that of a standard Class 8 drayage truck." That's according to William Hall, the founder of Coyote Transport. "On top of that, you pay 5 to 10 times the federal excise tax and local sales tax, which comes to roughly 22%. If you add the 10% reserve not covered by any voucher programs, you're at 32%. 32% of $500,000 is $160,000 for the trucker to somehow pay out of pocket. Coyote Container isn't alone in expressing concerns about the practicality of hydrogen trucks in general, but there are concerns about Nikola's hydrogen truck in particular. In an official NHTSA complaint made against one Nikola hydrogen fuel cell vehicle, the truck experienced 5 roadside propulsion outages, resulting in 3 towings and 2 instances where the truck had to limp home on battery power. The failure was unpredictable, cutting off power while the vehicle showed between 20 and 140 miles left of fuel cell range. The first such incident happened with about 900 miles on the truck's odometer, while the most recent occurred at 28,340 miles. You can read more about the Nikola NHTSA complaint below, and we'll have that in our show notes, or just read Mr. Hall's summary of the situation in his own words. My favorite line from that comment is, quote, "I have dealt with more tow trucks in the last 10 months than my entire 62 years on this earth." The Coyote Container founder took to LinkedIn to vent, where he shared some thoughts on Seeking Alpha article calling Nikola a, quote, "strong sell." Hall wrote, "I have experienced an amazing amount of warranty repair downtime in the last 14 weeks, only making 5 of my weekly trips from Oakland to Long Beach, dealing with battery failures and fuel cell shutdowns." Dave Baiocchi, general manager of Ethro Truck and Energy, the selling dealer, chose to respond to Hall publicly, writing in defense of Nikola, "I think it's fair to say that as an extremely early adopter of this technology, and with one of the first units off the assembly line, this truck has served you well." Nikola recently celebrated the production of its 300th hydrogen semi-truck at the company's Coolidge, Arizona facility. Nikola's third quarter net revenue reached $25.2 million, falling short of Wall Street estimates at $37.2 million. The miss was blamed on the unexpected costs associated with repurchasing 20 battery electric Nikola Tre trucks back in October. So Nikola, short version, having money problems. But one company that's not having money problems is Toyota. And that company is investing another $1 billion in its Kentucky plant to prep for the arrival of its first 3-row electric SUV. The new paint shop will open in 2027 and will use advanced technology to, quote, "help Toyota vehicles stand out." Kerry Creech, president of Toyota Kentucky, said, "Not only will our customers get the dynamic and stylish exterior finishes they love, But Toyota's commitment to advanced paint technologies goes beyond aesthetics. Toyota said its new paint shop would add 1 million square feet while reducing carbon emissions by 30% compared to similar paint shops. It will also cut water usage by 1.5 million gallons per year. Although Toyota is delaying the launch of its larger electric SUV in the US and Europe, it is expected to launch a smaller EV soon. And by soon, we mean like an hour later. Toyota unveiled its new electric SUV earlier today called the Urban Cruiser EV, and it is just adorable. With fresh styling and a new dedicated EV platform that's new to Toyota anyway, the Urban Cruiser EV is unique from Toyota's other models. Toyota says its impactful lines are defining qualities that looks to gain an edge over rivals. One of the most noticeable features is the new hammerhead front end design. The front and rear ends feature sleek curves with a full-length light arrangement across the back. Toyota says its urban tech design gives it a commanding presence from every angle. The new platform is the same one underpinning Suzuki's eVitara electric SUV, which we don't get here in the States, unveiled last month. It will be the first EV from the two Japanese auto giants as they deepen their alliance. Like the eVitara, Toyota's Urban Cruiser EV, I know that says Land Cruiser, that's a typo, will have 49 and 61 kilowatt hour battery pack options. The former will be exclusively front wheel drive, producing 142 horsepower, while the latter produces 172 horsepower and an all wheel drive model. The new all wheel drive system, Suzuki's All Grip E, includes downhill assist control and trail mode for added traction, while snow mode in the front wheel drive model makes it easier to get around on snow covered roads. Now, just before you think we're all done with Toyota, we certainly are not. Even though they have a new urban cruiser coming out and a 7-passenger SUV following that, they still have the BZ4X. The BZ4X is the most bizarrely named vehicle on the road, but despite that, it's actually a fairly practical, fairly sporty little crossover. And now you can get $10,000 off a 2025 BZ4X before the models even hit the showroom. Through January 6, Toyota is advertising a $10,000 lease cash discount on the 2025 BZ4X SUV. That's according to online auto intelligence firm Cars Direct. The offer is available in at least half a dozen regions, including Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Denver, Portland, and San Francisco, but not Chicago, which is lame because I'm in Chicago. However, that's not all. Toyota is also offering 0% APR for up to 6 years for people who don't want to lease and want to buy. The 2025 BZ4X has 0% financing for 72 months. On top of that, if you finance with Toyota, you can earn an extra $2,500 in rebates from the finance subvention cash. Even better, the offer can be stacked with 0% APR for even more savings. So definitely click on the link in the show notes. Check that out if that's a vehicle that you're interested in. Now, finally, we always like to sign off with news about the environment, news about the grid, news about sustainability. Today is no different. Glencore plus Cyclic Materials go large on copper recycling for EVs and clean energy. That's according to Michelle Lewis. Cyclic Materials is a clean tech company that focuses on material recycling, and they've struck a multi-year deal with Swiss mining giant Glencore for recycled copper. Cyclic Materials extracts copper from recycled electronic scrap. Think EV motors and wind turbines, but also cell phones and laptops, and refines it for reuse. The copper, Reuters reports at least 10,000 metric tons of it, will then go to Glencore's Horne Smelter and Canadian Copper Refinery, where it will be turned into copper cathode. That refined copper can now find a new life in technologies driving the EV transition, like EVs and renewable energy systems. Instead of mining more raw materials, which is time-consuming, costly, and controversial, the two companies are tapping into what's already out there, an approach that reduces waste and minimizes environmental impact. Kunal Sinha, Glencore's global head of recycling, praised the deal, saying, quote, Cyclic Materials is filling a critical gap in the market. Their focus on rare earth recovery is exactly what we need to build a circular supply chain for our critical materials. The first shipments of the recycled copper are expected to start in 2025, and that's all we've got today, December 12th, 2024. Remember, we are closing in on the 1,000th episode of Quick Charge. We're going to be really excited about that and do something fun, so be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss it.